Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Lake Show. This is Dr. Paula Lake. Happy to be here another day today. It's actually beautiful here, a nice sunny day here we have in Nanaimo, British Columbia, Canada. And pleased to be here again. And I'm pleased to give another little psych bit today as I thought I might give you small doses of information to reflect on. Because I think sometimes in our busy lives, that's what we can manage. Maybe one thing, one concept. I've come from the mindset of doing even 10 minutes a day or 5 minutes, a 5 minute healthy dose a day. It's like a little injection of personal medicine. And hopefully this is what I can offer you today. And the reflection of the day that I'd like to actually think about or talk about is the idea of mindset. I'm sure many of you have an idea what mindset is. Mindset is something that each one of us has. It's a disposition. It's a disposition in the way that we're thinking. And so this is actually based on the book by Carol Dweck. She is an American psychologist, a professor at Stanford, and who has some study and interest in the idea of mindset. And that's something actually that I think about a lot, mindset. I might not always think of it in that word, but that is something I think about a lot. Because if we look around politically right now, you can see that people have a lot of different mindsets about certain things, and they get fixated on that. That's one way to think about mindset. The way that Carol Dweck refers to mindset has to do with whether you have a growth mindset or whether you have a more static, fixed mindset, and how the influence that that can have. Now, if you actually take a look around you, I would actually argue there's a lot of us with really fixed mindsets. And honestly, that includes probably each and every one of us, even if we orient ourselves towards a growth mindset. There's going to be areas in our lives where we might unwittingly actually be a little bit more fixed in the way we're thinking. But that the awareness of what it means to have a growth mindset is actually important because it might help you navigate your own life and try and think about how you can create a growth mindset and how it could benefit you by just being aware of something. And that's why the importance of talking about particular topics is so important, because we can't change something unless there's an awareness of it, unless the mind is actually contemplating a different way of being. And in this particular case, for those of you who happen to have a fixed mindset, this might be something hard to swallow. But I will tell you that I have run into people through the course of my practice who possessed more fixed mindsets. And I did experience that there was more of a challenge in helping them change and grow, because the idea of growth means we're not fixed, means we are not one thing at one time, and that is fixed to be forever. An example might be people with fixed mindsets would have a higher tendency to think that we are born with fixed traits, and that these fixed traits just are immutable qualities that we carry with us and that can never be changed. And regardless of our progressive mentality out there, there's a lot of people that still carry a fixed mindset. And it's the idea that, you are the way you are, that, mistakes might define you. And so the impact of whether you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset is actually quite large. A growth mindset comes from the idea that we are here to grow. And I honestly, truly believe that that is what we are here to do, is to grow. And that mistakes don't define us. You're not either a failure or a non-failure, or a success or a failure. That you're neither just stupid or smart. Because from a growth mindset, regardless of where our original baseline is, there's room for growth. There's room for development. So it's less less kind of, let's say, guarding of what you are able to do. There's more potential when we have a growth mindset. So huge differences. One of the things Carol says, she notes three things that are actually going to be a quality of people with a fixed mindset. People with a fixed mindset, for example, they are more likely to seek approval. And from her perspective, people with a growth mindset, they instead seek development. And I want to give you some personal examples of things that have encountered in the course of my career that I've found has been a challenge for people in terms of the ones who hold that fixed mindset. Ones with a fixed mindset, she says, see failures as disasters. People with a growth mindset see failures as opportunities. And again, people with a fixed mindset, they avoid difficulties. They avoid trials and tribulations or things that might be challenging to achieve, whereas those with a growth mindset relish them. And I'd like to give you a little bit, converse with you a little bit about these three areas that she is referring to. It comes to, in a way, with a growth mindset, we develop a fixed identity. Our identity gets wrapped up in the things that we see ourselves able and not able to do. And that can have huge consequences. So around success and failure, here's an example. And some of these examples are used by Carol in executive frameworks of businesses, you know, even leaders who are very threatened by the idea of failure, that what happens is there might not be a lot of growth. And if we look at the idea that failure is not an option, if you actually think about that politically, I think that's out there right now. Failure is not an option in certain political circles. It's the idea that you have to avoid the concept of failure at all costs, which means that in public setting, to announce to somebody that I made a mistake or I failed, it would be the worst thing you could possibly imagine. Because from a growth mindset, if you failed, then that kind of defines you. There's no development from that point on. It's a static concept. You are locked in. And often in more personal circles, let's move away from the circle of politics, is that people might not pursue something in their lives that they consider would threaten their identity. So if I have a fixed idea, in some other concepts we use the word of psychology, we use the word using labels when we start labeling, and we create a static label. That label is unchanging. So if you failed once, you are a failure. And some of the things I've encountered have been for people that hold that concept, that failure is the worst thing one could possibly imagine, because it ultimately defines who you are and who you will be for the remainder of the entirety of your life. And that there's no room to wiggle away from there. That, of course, it would be the most threatening thing in the world. Failure is very terrifying if it suddenly becomes part of your identity that you carry like a sign with you from day to day. And that is the risk of a fixed mindset. We get locked in, and there's not a lot of room to move forward from that identity that we've already formed for ourselves. And then ultimately, it ends up being self-perpetuating, because if you hold this fixed mindset, then you're less likely to take risks. You're going to stay in the background more. And I've encountered situations where the most threatening thing in the world, when it's to even feel or experience yourself as having failed, that you then decide not to try anything, which then, of course, is ultimately self-perpetuating. You know, still finding yourself exactly where you were 5 years ago, and you haven't grown even an inch. And that is a risk of not having a growth mindset. The other risk of not having a growth mindset is it also impacts how we see relationships. because we may actually start being more inclined to pigeonhole people. Failure, loser, winner. And, you know, we know we see that in politics happening. But they're, for me, they're great mirrors of human tendencies. And as humans, we all have the same kind of tendencies. And these are tendencies, and I say for all of us, and something we need to examine. Now, these tendencies can be changed, and they also are something that may take practice for you to develop and to change them. So what happens is you have avoidance, you have seeing failures as disasters, and you have a mindset that kind of your identity gets wrapped up with what you've achieved or haven't achieved, or who, what mistakes you may have made. So in terms of relationships, for example, we may be more likely to label people and hold them in a certain light and have a fixed mindset about them. How many of you maybe have encountered a teacher? And I've certainly encountered people that have told me stories about teachers that will say, you know, you're just not that smart. You're not going to get anywhere in your life. Or, I mean, devastating blow to anybody, but really outside of the realm of what any teacher should be saying to a child. And that's something for any of you who have been exposed to being put in a fixed label yourself may struggle to try to lock yourself, pull yourself out of that lock and move on with your life. Where do they form? Mindsets. We develop mindsets from our experiences. You know, I heard a story about a parent who wanted to see if he could create chess masters out of his children and did an experiment. So he had his three children, trained them at an early age to become grandmasters, which, of course, they ended up living up to that. So how often are we exposed to that kind of sense of possibility within us that we're growing when we're young? And if you haven't been exposed to that sense of possibility, chances are you're going to walk out of your youth with fairly fixed ideas of who you are. And, you know, in my encounters, I've certainly met people who say, this is just who I am. You might want to look online. There's a great little poem. It's Watch Your Thoughts, They Become Your Words. Watch Your Words, They Become Your Habits. Watch Your Habits, They Become Your Actions. Watch Your Actions, They Become Your Destiny. Watch Your Destiny, or Watch Your Character, and Watch Your Character Becomes Your Destiny. So who we are is a collection of beliefs that we have formed over the course of years and repeated them to the point that now we believe them so firmly that we manifest what exactly it is that we believe. That is the power that we have. So the importance is that if you came from a childhood or had experiences in your youth that somehow mistakenly influence you to start labeling yourself. And some of the things that can happen in childhood can include things like bullying. And bullying certainly has a strong lifelong impact in many cases for people, or parental abuse. So the question is, if you have a fixed mindset, can you develop a growth mindset? Because you will weather mistakes better with a growth mindset. You will be a better learner with a growth mindset. And you'll be feeling probably a little bit better about who you are with a growth mindset. You won't be stuck in this idea that you are one thing, that in any given moment, you can create an opportunity to learn and develop something. And it will also help you cultivate relationships. One of the reasons we talk and try and work things out with groups, politics, individual families, is so that we can all grow and learn from each other. Otherwise, we stay the same. So this is why, for those of you who have been caught in a fixed mindset, I think it's important for you to develop a growth mindset and to figure out ways to do that. And even if you have been stuck in the idea of a growth mindset, some things for you could consider doing is actually going to see a therapist, or talking a little bit more, being a bit more open about some of the ideas you have about yourself, and seeing where they may have been mistaken, where you might be able to start to change them. And change is not easy if you've developmentally developed some mindsets from a youth and changing them. It doesn't happen in a day. Give it time, because it takes time to cultivate a new way of being and thinking. But this is an important shift, because what this means for you personally is that you will be able to take more risks in life, because failing is not the worst thing that can happen to you, because it doesn't define you. You will be able to perhaps even start changing the way you feel about yourself as a person. So all of these amazing things can happen. The question is, how do you do it? Talk to somebody, find out strategies on how to start changing your mindset, unpack some of those beliefs that you've had. And that's really important. Unpack them, meaning this is how I've thought about myself for my life. I always was scared of the idea that I was a failure, because it felt like it defined me. And then it's time to start to implement approaches to changing that. And that might mean through your meditations. It might mean through working with your belief system and learning ways to challenge them through tapping or self-hypnosis, or seeking a more positive environment around yourself with people that have a growth mindset. There are lots of things you can do to take charge of that mindset. But my hope is that through even a moment of listening to this, you'll give it a chance to start rethinking and looking a little bit at where your mindset came from, and then taking the first steps to changing it. So that's my message for you today, and to reflect on. And please know that you can send emails or comments if you have any at thedrlakeshow.ca. And so happy to be here today. And until next time, I hope you take good care of yourself, and take yourself some time to reflect on how you can grow. All the best to you.